Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Good morning, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. It's good to be with you again this morning. Well, a lot has transpired since our last program, so I want to bring you up to date on the status of our Independence Day parade that CCTA was planning to sponsor and had sought approval from the city of New Bern, and got that approval on May 12th as the Board of Aldermen voted 4-2 to approve the parade. However, it didn't end there. It took another 3.5 weeks for CCTA to get a proper permit. And what I mean by proper is the first one that was issued to us did not permit to have motor vehicles, floats, or other mechanical devices. Well, to us, that's not a definition of a parade. That's more of a march. And so we couldn't move forward there. And at that time, a number of our members just said, that's it. We don't have enough time now to get sponsorships, to get participants, to raise the funds, to offset the cost of this, because, there's just not enough time. The 4th of July is just right around the corner, and this is something that we've been trying since September of last year to get going. The first papers were, presented to City Parks and Recreation on September 9th of 2014. And it's been a long, drawn-out process. And if you've listened to the previous programs on it, or maybe you've seen the articles in the Sun Journal, or heard something on another radio broadcast, then I just want to present to you the facts and let you determine for yourself how you perceive this. Now, before we proceed, let me go ahead and tell you that this past Monday at our regular monthly membership meeting, this was a topic on our agenda, and after much discussion, we voted to discontinue or to cancel the parade for this year, based on a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons, though, was the fact that we just don't have time to pull together the sponsorships and participants that we would need to make it a successful event. We don't want to do something that's not going to be an asset to the city, something that people enjoy and will look forward to coming back to next year. So rather than having a bad representation turnout this year because of lack of time and other issues, we decided to just go ahead and cancel and go ahead and submit a request for next year, hopefully get it approved in a much shorter time frame, and go ahead and start working on sponsorships and participants for next year's parade. So let me go ahead and lay out some of it for you. First of all, the May 12th Alderman's meeting is televised and recorded and is available online at the you can just Google New Bern City Alderman TV, and there you will see an archive of the videos for Alderman's meetings, and you can just go down and select May 12th Alderman's meeting, and you can watch the whole process, what happened that night, and then you can compare that with some of the things that are being said from other media outlets. So, also, you can refer back to a Sun Journal article that was written about it on Thursday, May 14th. The titled article was "Alderman Allow CCTA to Hold July 4th Parade." And in there it describes how our parade committee chairman, Iggy Huszar, laid it out and presented our request, and it also talks about the questions that were raised by a couple of the aldermen about the route. Now, let me tell you, in the progression of events, the first thing that we had to do as an organization seeking permission to hold a parade was to contact the Parks and Recreation Department and start the permitting process. Mr. Huzar called Parks and Recreation and received the following email on September 9th, 2014. Good morning, Mr. Huzar. Pursuant to our telephone call, attached is the form we spoke about. And this is the pre-event application form. And that was from Nancy Donahue of New Bern Parks and Recreation. So the process began on September the 9th of 2014. On November 24th of 2014, Mr. Huzar inquired of Nancy Donahue, Parks and Rec, of the status of our request. Ms. Donahue replied, "That same day, I will let you know when Mr. Hardison has made his decision." Now, that's Thurman Hardison, Director of Parks and Recreation Department. Okay, now in the meantime, Mr. Huzar had also been given forms to fill out for the DOT about blocking off streets, and also contacted New Bern PD as advised. And the next correspondence I have here is on January 15th from Janet Irwin, New Bern PD. "Good morning. After reviewing the calendar events already scheduled for July 4th, 2015, and staffing levels required for the city-sponsored events, the New Bern Police Department will have difficulty in meeting your request for the parade and staffing extra-duty officers for this event. I wanted you to know early on in the process another date might possibly work better for the police department in order to honor your request." And it explains the extra-duty cost of $25 per hour per officer, with a two-hour minimum, and parades can require a minimum of three officers and upwards of seven officers, depending on route and number of participants. So that was the next sequence of events, and Mr. Huzar responded that our organization wants to celebrate Independence Day with a parade on July 4th, and subject to all approvals required, we still want to proceed with a parade on July 4th. The other events mentioned were a 5K race starting at 6 a.m., and I believe that was at Union Point, and also fireworks set up at Lawson Creek Park for the evening fireworks display. Then, 11 days later, on the 26th, Mr. Huzar received an email from Mr. Hardison. "Mr. Huzar, after having discussions with New Bern Police Department regarding their safety security coverage for a parade on the 4th of July, 2015, I've been informed by the Chief of Police that it would be extremely difficult to staff the parade at any time during the day and provide staff for the annual City 4th of July activities. I'm not sure, but the Sheriff's Department may be able to provide this service. If that is of interest to you, I will find out from the city manager if that is allowable. If it is allowable, your organization will be responsible for making the arrangements and paying any fees as applicable. Thank you, Thurman Hardison." Mr. Hardison was then supposed to get with and meet with Mark Stevens, the city manager, and discuss the current situation and options available. Mr. Huzar then met with Mr. Hardison on February the 12th and received a verbal approval to have the parade on July the 4th. Now, I hope this isn't boring you, but it's very important to lay the facts out as they are so you can make an informed decision. But right now, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll continue this when we return. Well, welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, where we're discussing the events that have taken place in the process of trying to put on a Independence Day parade here in the city of New Bern, organized by Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. Before the break, we had discussed up to the point that on the 12th of February, Mr. Huzar had gotten a verbal okay from Mr. Hardison of City Parks and Recreation. The following day, Mr. Huzar received this email, said, "Good morning, Mr. Huzar. Thank you for meeting with me yesterday. As indicated, the Downtown Business Association will be asked to weigh in on your request for a parade downtown, as it obviously would have an impact on that particular area of the city. Having tried and failed twice this week to make contact, I hope to speak to the representative early next week. Additionally, be reminded that the city manager and board of aldermen will have the final say regarding your request given its nature as it relates to date, time, 4th of July, midday, and location, downtown New Bern. Thank you for your time, Thurman Hardison. To which Mr. Huzar replied he would be happy to make that presentation. Mr. Huzar then did make that presentation on February 26. He waited a week for a response and sent an email to Mr. Danny Batten, who is with the Downtown Business Association. He apologized for not getting back in touch sooner. Said there were some questions. Some of the merchants don't like to have the streets closed on holidays. But if the parade's only an hour long or so, then that wouldn't really make that big a difference. So the last question to be answered is the nature of the parade exhibits, floats, etc. Do you have an idea of the participants? Some of the merchants wanted to make sure the parade was as apolitical as possible. So I need to ensure the concerned merchants this is the case. Please let me know. Now, let me pause here and give a disclaimer. The Coastal Carolina Taxpayer Association is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization as plainly stated in our bylaws and on the footer of our webpage. It will read, the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association is a grassroots, nonprofit, nonpartisan organization that advocates for minimum government and maximum freedom. We are dedicated to the preservation of free enterprise and the United States Constitution. As such, we do not endorse or advocate for any political party or candidate. So that should answer that question. Now, since we plainly state that in our bylaws, at our meetings, and on our website, you would have to wonder why would people think anything else about CCTA? Well, because we are associated as a Tea Party, and reminding you that a Tea Party is not a political party. It's a set of ideas and principles. Maybe it's because of a false narrative that's been painted by other entities that want to do harm to CCTA. I don't know why the question was asked or why it was a concern, but evidently there was some thought that CCTA was a political entity. Now, next in the sequence of events is Mark Stevens, City Manager, placed our request on the agenda for the May 12th Council of Aldermen meeting. That meeting was held, our presentation was made, and as I have mentioned to you, that is available on City TV's website. They have all the City Alderman meetings posted there, and if you'll go to the May 12th City Alderman meeting, you won't have to believe me or what anybody else says. It's there for you to see exactly how it transpired. Now, after the meeting, one of our members wrote a article about how shocked she was that something we had never considered, that race would be an issue. Now, why would she believe that race was an issue here? Well, you will see if you watch the video that two black aldermen raised an issue with the route. It was the only issue raised about the parade other than maybe the time, and we'll address both those issues. The route, which the aldermen objected to because it was mainly centered downtown and didn't reach out into other areas of the city and would therefore kind of leave out some of the people that lived in those areas. Well, our initial route that was presented at the initial meetings with Mr. Hardison, I will read to you here. The parade should follow a route from Union Point Park down South Front Street to Eden Street. Turn right to Pollock Street. At Pollock Street, turn right and continue to East Front Street. And at East Front Street, turn right and proceed to the first entrance to Union Point Park, the street just beyond the hotel headed to the boat ramp. The parade continues to the stage area where it would then end and dispense. For those of you that are not familiar with Eden Street, it is a street that runs between Tryon Palace and the Trent Court housing projects. So that was presented. Mr. Hardison, for whatever reason, did not like that route, so he came back with another proposal, which is the proposal that was presented at the Alderman meeting and was accepted and voted on. And I think that shows that we did not select a route to purposely leave out any segment of the population, but we were trying to work within the bureaucracy and just get an approval for a parade. We wanted to be as inclusive as possible. We would have loved to have covered the whole entire city, but you know, you can't do that. The other concern was the disruption to downtown business. As you noticed, the route we proposed did not go down Middle Street, would not have disrupted businesses during the busy part of the day on Middle Street. So that was the route issue. The time of day issue had to do with the fact that there was a 5K run earlier that day, starting at Union Point and concluding at Union Point, and there would have to be enough time to clean up and dispense of that and be prepared to start our event. So that's where the time issue came in at. As mentioned, if you watched the video numerous times, the route and the time CCTA was totally flexible on. We really weren't concerned that much with the route or the time. The date, 4th of July, because it was an Independence Day parade, was important to us. But we were seeking approval to have the parade so we could go ahead and start the process of gaining sponsorships and entrants for it. And that's why when the article was written, the writer of the article was just totally shocked that anything to do with being divisive or not including segments of the population was even an issue, but it was, and that's what halted the process after it was even voted on and approved. And in a series of posts on Facebook where one of the aldermen asked what happened after it was voted on, I responded with all the things that happened after that. There were more permits that had to be issued, more forms had to be filled out, and everything. And then when we finally get a permit, the permit excluded motor vehicles, floats, and any other mechanical devices. So at that point, we said, man, you know, it's just way too late to try to progress with this and be successful. But also, as I mentioned earlier, about a false narrative that was being portrayed on other media. And I'm speaking specifically about a radio show entitled Dawn in the Morning, and it's on a local talk station here. 97.1, I believe, is the FM frequency there. And on May 21st, the host of the show interviewed Mayor Dana Outlaw. That was rebroadcast, I believe, that evening and also on Saturday. And then it was rebroadcast again on June 4th. So it got quite a bit of coverage and airtime. I have to pause here for a break from our sponsors, but when I come back, I'll play you a little bit of that. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. As I promised before the break, here's an excerpt from the Dawn in the Morning radio show that aired first on May 21st.
We are here with the mayor of New Bern, Dana Outlaw. We have been talking things New Bern, and I am interested to get your take on you've talked a lot about bringing the community together. I'm interested in your thoughts about the CCTA and the upcoming 4th of July parade. We've had a lot of people who have inboxed us and messaged us on Facebook and reached out to me personally, concerned about what this kind of group or organization, especially during the 4th of July weekend, where so many tourists will come to the mm-hmm. city, what does that kind of display say to those that are coming in when we talk about inclusion and working together with an organization that oftentimes is seen on the outskirts mm-hmm. of and being very divisive in its political standing? What do you think that holds for the city of New Bern come 4th of July?
Okay, there you go. What kind of a picture of CCTA do comments like that paint for you or for somebody that has no experience with CCTA, or doesn't even know what the organization is. Well, it didn't sound very good to us, and that also had an impact on our decision to cancel the parade, because I'm sure that the downtown businesses that we would be soliciting support from may be reluctant to have any association with something that's being portrayed like that. Now let's hear another clip.
So my question is to you, in light of the decision that was made and the op-ed that has since been written about class warfare and racial divide on your board, written by a member of the CCTA that's on their Facebook page and their website, what does that then say for this kind of spirit of inclusion that you speak about in face of that kind of language being used to talk about your alderman and strictly on racial lines?
Now, as mentioned, the op-ed referred to is clearly posted on the CCTA website, which is cctaxpayers.com. You can click on CCTA News and look down there for the title, Class Warfare and Racial Prejudice Rear Their Ugly Heads in New Bern. And as mentioned, the writer of that, Mrs. Rainer James, was just presenting the facts the way they happened that night, which you can look at the video of the alderman meeting again and see for yourself the progression of events. And she is just, in her own words, describing what happened that night. And here's the next clip.
Right. But I guess because this goes to the heart of what you've talked about is the spirit of compromise, the spirit of working together. How then do we do that in light of the type of language that is being used about your board? Can you not then say, I think this is egregious, I don't agree with it, or is it by your no comment or your silence to say, I don't have offense with this type of language, class warfare and racial divide being used as a tactic by your board?
Okay, I've got one more piece to play for you and then we'll wrap this up.
Let me just say, It's not just been, because I think a lot of times people will make the assumption that I'm coming from one perspective or one community. My husband and I were downtown eating after Sunday lunch, and there were people from the churches in walking distance who stopped me on the street and talked about their concerns about this, and is it going to be something that causes people to stay away 4th of July weekend, when this is a time when a lot of people make a lot of their money and people really who bank on tourism dollars do not want to see something that could possibly come unhinged and cause people to stay away. That's certainly not what the city would want.
Okay, those are the facts as I have them presented to you, so you can make your own decision on whether there's a false narrative being painted of CCTA, or do you agree? If you do, I'd love to hear from you. I would like to say, however, that some of the remarks you've heard here I consider to be inflammatory, and I urge you to take time to get familiar with CCTA. You will see on our site information on all our previous meetings and guest speakers, and you will see that we are very inclusive of all segments of society and all political parties, because we are nonpartisan and everyone is invited to our meetings, which are open to the public. We have a feedback form on cctaxpayers.com if you'd like to comment on this. If not, that's fine too. But we've got to go for today. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and look forward to being with you again next week.